Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Well, once again, giving honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is always a privilege. And I got to tell you, it's an honor to stand before you to preach God's word. You know, the singing's been good, the fellowship's been good, but when God's word is open,
yes, sir.
Oh boy, ain't nothing like that. Ain't no good eating like that. I tell you, I love to just get into God's word because it gives us comfort. As a matter of fact, that's what I'm going to be talking about today. We're going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 51 to 58. Eight short verses here.
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 51 to 58. And it reads this way. Listen to this. It says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruptible, incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law." But 57, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Verse 58 concludes, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Let's pray. Father God, it's once again we come just thanking you for this time, this privilege, and this opportunity to stand before your people today. Lord God, we ask that your word may be clear, and Lord God, that it may be received, and that it may bear fruit. And Lord, we'll give you all the praise and surely all the glory. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Paul starts here by talking about a mystery. What is this mystery? If you just read the Old Testament, this thing was hidden from the Old Testament saints. This mystery that Paul was talking about was this. It says, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but shall be changed." So this mystery was new to them. They didn't know what that was. But Paul is about to reveal them this mystery. Now we know that whenever we die, we go to heaven or to hell. Well, the Old Testament saints, when they died, they went to the center of the earth, right? There was two compartments in the center of the earth. There was a paradise side and there was a hell side. But Jesus Christ, being the first fruits, the first one raised from the dead, changed all of that. You know, a lot of people get confused. They say, well, how is Jesus Christ the first one that raised from the dead? Well, they say, hey, didn't Jesus Christ raise Lazarus? But listen to this. He died again. That's it, the key. Lazarus wasn't raised incorruptible. He was raised and he was going to die again. Jesus Christ is the only one that was the first one that was raised incorruptible. Amen. He died and on the third day he rose from the grave with all power in his hand. And I like the Bible say, we shall all be changed. And that change is something that has to take place. You know, there's a scripture that says, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it remaineth alone. But whenever it dies, the change has taken place.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.